This is True Boss Talk Podcast, the podcast for the people.
Your son is sick. I can help you.
If anything happens to me, swear my son will be safe.
The Cleaning Lady, series premiere tomorrow on Fox.
How you love me, I'm up in the booth. Said I'm lying, like, show me the proof. Get in my bag, put a six in the deuce. Shit, who I keep your bitch, that's juice. And you can't walk a mile in my shoes. You ain't throwing no shots as I do. You don't talk on the glide like I do. And you definitely dumping that pot like I do. Lately, I've been feeling alone. But I'm clutching my comb. Paid to my mama, I'm going make it home. 20 minutes cause I ain't answer my phone. Then I heard JB make it home. They say, Flocka, keep up and be strong. Nah, why? Cause that shit was wrong. And I told him to keep that bitch on. I got my fuck, but is you behind me? Get goofy like Martin and Gina. Or get greedy like Keisha and Tommy. They get daddy like Whitney and Bobby. I put my pole, she thinks she gon' love me. With the 30, I move extra cocky. If I ain't dead, then Jenna can't stop me. Gotti and Nadi and Scotty, my top three. Like, hit a smoochie, the spin, call up Gotti. Soso and Noxie and Lobby. No hooter who ate for Scalatis. He be barking, his name is Lil Nas. If I tell him to get him, I know that he got me. So I got him, he stay right beside me. I be thinking like she moving walkie. She keep telling me, Flocky, you got me. Is he gon' clap for me if it get rocky? Like, I pull Ross out of two like it's hockey. Can't box right now, but he's punching like Ali. Gotta keep it out or they gon' watch me. And I know that the fence gonna lock me. Riding with it, I hope they don't stop him. If they do, then it's gon' be a hot speed. I pray God take the wheel, hope he got me.
Focus, don't rap, I was sloppy. 40 Glocks, used to pop where the ops be. Used to drop high lows, now I drop heat. If you speaking on the rack, I'm top three. I ain't talking videos, they watch me. He can't come to his hood, that's not me. I'm a one-on-one. A lot of niggas take L's on the one-on-one. Pull up, 100 shooters and 100 guns. Big bro told me story, get shit straight. Really made it off rap, used to risk take. I made 2-3 mil off my mixtapes. All this ice, you were thinking nigga wrist ache. I've been eating too good, having big steaks. Everybody used to hate, got a shit face. I'm like, long live Nip, this a marathon. But if it really was a race, you're in sixth place. Pussy. Swear we're gon' kill if you push me. Gotta take drugs, so I've been sipping boss. I used to smoke loud on a zookie. And I got security with me, but liberal still a pull up with a fully. And I'm still humble beast, cause I'm from the streets, but I'm quick to pull up on my bully. You know that. Go,
go, go, go, go, go.
Face shot, K fly,
hey, blow. Hey, gang shit, man. Gang, gang.
True Balls Talk Podcast, the realest podcast you ever gonna hear in your life. We back again. I'm your host, True Hefe, the True Boss. Let's go. Diving in face first. You feel me? Shit, man. As G Herbo said, man, it's dangerous, man. You come from an environment where, you know, rapping about people dying, people you grew up with in poverty, and then having to realize that, you know, you still, with being successful, you still have to worry about, you know, people coming after you, man. RIP to PNB Rock. Tough situation when you being an artist nowadays, man. It always happened, but it's more now. I just recently seen a rapper, new guy, had probably about $50,000 on the table trying to show people, you know, because there's always that thing where, you know, fans don't want to support a new artist. They don't want to support nobody that didn't make it already. So now he got to show people $50,000 on the table. Now it's hood niggas that got nothing watching him with $50,000 and now looking at him as a target. So it's a double-edged sword. yeah, you might gain some respect, you know, because you already made money. You're not broke. But now you got people in the hood that's aiming for you. And want you to live up to the music that you putting out. That you not going to snitch. And that you basically fooled, basically. Unless you got, you know what I mean, a strong back team to support you from anybody running down on you. It's a real dangerous game right now, you know, for rappers and for entertainers. I don't know how we can get out of this situation of this trend, but it's definitely bad. And, you know, to all the artists that's out there that's winning, you know, hopefully you know how to move every day. You know, guys is getting bigger and bolder, saying, shit, I don't need security, fuck it. I mean, I'm a real one, but I say this a lot. A lot of real niggas got killed by soft, weird-ass niggas. So-called bitch-ass niggas killed a lot of real niggas. So a lot of people about who get the drop. So don't put yourself in situations where it can end up bad for you. It has nothing to do with you being a bitch. It just has something to do with you being smart. And that's how I like to move, man. Smart. Been in all that situation. I've been on the other side when niggas was plotting. So I know how niggas think. Man, this is true boss talk, man. We only bring you that real shit, man. No fake shit, no soft shit, no uncut shit. Just real shit. It's true boss talk. I am true Hefe, the true boss. You already know. And if you don't, now you know.
Wanted power beyond your wildest dreams, and it's only the beginning.